News, I'm Michael Brown. Rescue and recovery operations underway in the Bahamas Wednesday after Hurricane Dorian finally moved north after causing mass devastation and leaving thousands of people in need of aid. Authorities said there were 7 confirmed deaths from the storm, but that the number is expected to increase. U.S. forecasters say Dorian is moving closer to the southeastern states, including the state of Florida, where Governor Ron DeSantis says Dorian could be impacting the state for several hours.
This is going to be riding Florida's coast for the next day and a half. While we think this is a much better track than what we were looking at 72 hours ago, we just ask people to stay safe, remain vigilant. There will be some effects in the state of Florida. There'll be storm surge. There'll be some flooding. You may see wind damage depending on how close this gets to the state of Florida. But at the end of the day, being safe is the most important.
Dorian is expected to move up the southeast coast toward Georgia and then threaten North and South Carolina with massive rainfall and powerful winds. The United States imposed its first ever sanctions against Iran's space agency, accusing it of disguising a missile program. Iran says its space program is aimed at building rockets to launch telecommunications satellites. UN Security Council resolutions bar Iran from developing ballistic missiles and anyone from helping it. U.S. divers will continue searching Wednesday at the site of the boat fire that killed 34 people early this week off the coast of Southern California. Officials say some remains have been located. The victims were asleep on the dive excursion boat when it went up in flames. Authorities have not said what they believe caused the fire. For more news, please join us. VOAnews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam denying that she discussed resigning with China.